Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Please, no, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jonathan Bell is here. He's a new friend, but not for long. And we're going to get him back again. He's got a lot to teach us. Partnered with the Bell Law Group. He's a member of the New York Law, a trial bar, I should say. He's a litigator and an employment law expert. Jonathan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's talk about this. So the Paycheck Protection Program, which is an extension of the CARES Act, which is specifically directly targeting small businesses to get them to continue to make payroll, to not lay people off. There's going to be a whole lot of nuanced issues inside of all that over the next year, 2-3 years, that's going to come under the area of employment law, employment litigation. Jonathan, what are you seeing happening? What can you tell my small business audience about how to stay out of trouble?
Well, there's a lot of problems with these PPP loans. First of all, almost every business owner ran out and submitted an application. So the $350 billion, from my understanding, is already more than halfway gone.
Yep.
So the funds are going to run out, which is making people really rush through it. The banks weren't ready for it, so actually the smaller banks were able to get the priority and get the applications in, as opposed to big banks that were overwhelmed. But I'll tell you what the biggest problem is, okay? People want these PPP loans because it's a loan initially that if you spend it in the right way, meaning you spend it in 8 weeks, it has to be from the day that you receive this money, you got to spend it all in 8 weeks, and 75% has to be on payroll.
Right.
The other 25% could be on rent and utilities, but that 8 weeks make it very challenging. For example, let's say you're a gym owner or you own a tattoo parlor, and you're mandated to be closed. Your workers are home. What good is it to get you this loan and you don't have payroll to spend with it 8 weeks? So logically, you would think that, hey, maybe the bank could secure the funds and hold on to it. And then when you're allowed to open, then you could use it for the 8 weeks. But no, the banks have to give it to the individual, the borrower, within 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's say like for another business like mine, my payroll runs every 2 weeks. Let's say my payroll ran on a Friday and the bank just automatically deposits that money on a Monday.
Right.
It would be very difficult for me to get rid of all that money within the 8 weeks time.
And so there's talk about extending it, Jonathan, a little bit. But here's my question. So here's a question. Let's say that your business, anybody's business, is financially strong. You've deleveraged over the last 10 years. You've put away money. You've retained earnings. You've had a good business. And you could survive. You could make payroll. You could pay people to do nothing for months and months. But you continue to comply but you go ahead and apply for the PPP. But yet you didn't actually need it. You didn't have to have it. So will you apply that money towards your next 2 months of payroll? How is that going to work?
So you hit the nail on the head. If there's a company that's very well-financed or financially secure, they are allowed to apply just with a certification that COVID is going to affect their business. It's a very vague clause that you have to certify. Now, they'll put the EINs out on the website. There'll be some public scrutiny, but at the end of the day, there might be someone who desperately needs the funds, and then another company applied who doesn't really need it as much,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden the funds might run out. So there really isn't any type of investigation into whether or not there's a real need.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. There really should be, especially when we're dealing with federal money that's really meant to help.
Well, that would be the question.
Businesses who are struggling to stay open.
That would be the question that I'll have is you know, how are what are they going to do? Are they going to scrutinize that at all? But the main thing is the object of the PPP is to get you to continue to make the payroll, to not lay your people off. If you've laid people off and you turn in your last 60 days of payroll that included when they were working and now they're not working, well, you can still get the money, but you got to pay it back if you don't make payroll, right?
That's exactly right.
If you made the payroll, then it's going to be forgiven.
The whole thing could be forgiven if used properly. And the whole motivation of it is they don't want everybody on unemployment. They want to try to keep the unemployment rate down as much as possible. So, for example, let's say that your business was closed and you actually fired everybody. And if you apply for this PPP loan, you have to either hire the same people back or other people back. It's all a numbers game.
Yep. So could you see litigation coming down the road where if somebody takes the money and doesn't hire somebody back that they laid off, that person sues the company for wrongful firing when they were compensated by the government? Do you see that happening?
No. So the way the government's going to handle it is, let's say you had 10 employees in 2019. Now you get the PPP loan, and now you have 5 employees, and you're paying those 5 employees. The government's not going to allow more. It's going to keep it as a 50% as a loan, because you kept 50% of the people. They'll give you back 50% as the grant. Where I see the litigation as far as employment coming in is with these new federal laws regarding the paid sick leave. I feel like, with this, when people are diagnosed or caring for someone with COVID-19, or let's say they have to stay home because the school is closed, they have to pay these people, especially...
Jonathan, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you continue that report after the break, folks. We're going to get a little bit into the weeds, but it's going to affect your business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.